when you were here back in September, we started talking about Wanda Jackson a little bit. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And you were telling me a little bit about how she inspired you. Do you want to tell me that story?
Absolutely, because, you know, my brother inspires me in so many different ways. But, you know, I was having this conversation with my brother one time about, we were laughing at Dolly Parton's version of Great Balls of Fire. It was horrible. And so I was just trying to analyze it a little bit because that's the way I am. I always analyze everything. And I said to my brother, I said, okay, yes, this is horrible and it's funny, but what's actually wrong with it? And he said, she's doing the song like a girl would do it, and to her it's cute. It's a cute performance. He said, and it's not a song that you can do that way and it sounds right because it's a rock and roll song. He said, if you're a woman and you're going to do this song, you're going to have to do it like a man would do it, not like a girl. And I never forgot that. And so I thought, well, I'm certainly not ever going to sing anything like that because I can't sing like a man. And so that was the end of that. And then I was, of course, even when I did Roll Over Beethoven with my brother, it's not my greatest vocal in the world because I really didn't understand how to sing a rock and roll song or that a woman could sing like a man. So here we are. I was on that tour with my brother because during the time I was on the road with him, which was a year, he did a tour called the Silk Cut Festival Tour in the U.K. And I was there with him. And on that show was so many artists, and one of them was Wanda Jackson. So in the morning, I'd go down to have breakfast, and Wanda and her husband, Wendell, would be having breakfast. And we ended up every morning sitting together and getting to know each other. What she's a sweet, lovely Christian lady, and her husband he passed away recently, but he was a wonderful Christian man, and I just loved both of them. And especially Wanda, because, you know, we were both girls hanging out. And I thought, what a nice lady. Because she's a few years older than me, not so many, but she's a little bit older than me. And I have never really totally accepted the fact that I'm old or older. But Wanda, in real life, behaves like such a really nice, matronly Christian lady. And I never even thought about what she could possibly do on stage. So one of those days that we was on that tour, I had the chance to hear Wanda's show because she was going on, and we had gotten there early enough that I could go out and hear her. I said, oh, that nice lady, I just love her. I'm going to go out, you know, and listen to her show. And I went out there, and they brought her on stage. And when she walked up to the microphone and started singing Let's Have a Party, she sang it, and she rocked like any man that I've ever seen on stage. And I mean, I've seen people like, I love Brenda Lee and I've seen her many times and people like that, but I had never, at that point in my life, I had never seen a woman who really could rock, and she really could, and she really still can, but especially back then. And that would have been in 1986 or 87. And when she walked up that microphone and started singing, I was amazed by it. And I said, you know, I get this now, because a woman can sing and rock and roll like a man, because Wanda Jackson does. And when I went back home from that tour, I had, of course, heard her recordings, but I listened to them in a totally different way. First thing I did was I went and got a copy of Let's Have a Party and Mean, Mean Man and those songs like that. Of course, I love her country song, Right or Wrong, but mostly at that point in time, I was kind of figure that out because I was amazed to know that a woman can do rock and roll. And that was the first time I realized it.
What did you have to do differently to sing more like a man?
You got to be uninhibited in the way you are thinking about the vocals and stuff. I mean, it's hard to put it into words how to describe it, but you can't hold back anything. And really, you can't, I mean, I guess I was used to singing stuff like, you know, country songs and Take These Chains from My Heart And, of course, as another example, The Shadow of Your Smile when I was much younger. So I had I had also done a little bit of jazz and stuff like that. But I had never done a vocal on a rock and roll song like a whole lot of shaking going on or Great Balls of Fire and had it sound. Well, I'd never done them. But then when I started doing them, after being on the road with Wanda on that tour and seeing how she sang and the way she approached, I guess it's the way you approach the song. And the only way I can describe it is just like it's just balls to the wall. And I am a woman, but I do have balls. And if you are going to be a woman in this business and if you're going to sing rock and roll or play rock and roll or be a rocker, you got to be a woman with balls.